It's a great honour for the club to be there. You know, it's a tough competition. The manager, Eamon McConaghy, is always saying that it's the biggest competition in Ireland behind the FAI Senior Cup. And for Rovers, you know, I think there was over 200 teams entered the competition. And for Rovers to get into the final, it's been a great achievement, you know. And it's been a long road since last October. First game was played away to Coghill. We were 1-0 down at Coghill at half-time. And to come back and win that game 2-1. And from then on, the journey has just really increased pace, you know. And it's great just to be in the final. And we're just looking now for maybe the supporters to come out and back us on the day, because it's a great occasion for the club. It's probably the most illustrious in the history of the club in the 54 years.
Yeah. And for people who maybe haven't been to a game at the Aviva Stadium, it ranks right up there amongst the best stadiums in Europe. And, you know, tickets, there's plenty of tickets available for this game. So why not make a day out of it?
Yes, that's indeed so. You know, for the Aviva's 50,000 now. I don't think we'll fill the 50,000. But, like, it's a reasonably priced day out. The tickets for the game itself are on sale in Brian McCormick Sports, and they cost €10. And for that, there's a game before that as well, which is the FAI Junior Cup final at 4 o'clock. Our game kicks off at 7, and as I say, the tickets are €10 in Brian McCormick Sports. But the club as well is trying to run as many buses as possible and try to cater for demand. And to that end, the buses are only costing €10 per person, and they'll be leaving Lakeview at 12:30 on the Saturday of the game. So if anybody really wants to go up and down in the one day, maybe you get your bus for a tenner and your match ticket for a tenner, so €20. So it's a reasonably, you know, it's very reasonably priced day out, you know, for anybody that wants to go and support the team. We have a lot of underage players and coaches as well, you know, so it's really a great day for the whole club. And we'd just like the people that are Kenny maybe to, if they coming back, the boys, you know, there's a lot of friends and family going up, but it's just the wider public are beginning to feel the feel-good factor as well, and hopefully just to let them all know that the buses are a tenner and they're leaving from Lakeview on the Saturday of the game if they want to come up and support in a wonderful stadium and a wonderful day for the club.
And a massive occasion for the players and the manager, Eamon McConaghy. He's done it with Fannad United in the past. They beat Tramore Athletic in a final at Dalymount Park. They also had a final down in Galway, so he knows what it's all about.
Oh, Eamon knows what it's all about, and he's been there and done that. And I tell you, we'll go into the game against Crumlin, and he'll have a game plan in place for Crumlin. Now, Crumlin have won this competition now last year and last season in the Aviva, and they've won the last four Leinster Senior Leagues. So they'll be a tough nut to crack, but no doubt, Eamon, between going to Cork, Eamon set out of the agenda last May after we won the Knockalla Cup in Lakeview. He came in and told the boys, next season he's going to give the Intermediate Cup a good rattle. And to be fair, now some of the boys looked at him and they couldn't believe what he was saying. And then we were drawn away to Coghill. We got through Coghill 2-1, and then we had a tough game at Dunboyne, beat them at home in penalties in the Aura. Then we had a tough game against Middleton. Then we were drawn at home against another Leinster kingpin in Colester, and then we had to go to Ringmahon, and we got a draw in Ringmahon and beat them in the replay. So Rovers haven't done it the easy way, you know, and it's because of Eamon McConaghy and the manager who put plans in place for each game. But he's gathered a good group of squad, a bit of experience and youth all together, boys that have been about and know what it's all about, and it's reaping its rewards, because there's a lot of hard work has gone in by Eamon and the players, and a day out of the Aviva is just true deserts for all the efforts they've put in this season, Chris.
And one of the big strengths and reasons for Rovers' progress this year, undoubtedly the strength of the squad, and quite a few old heads there, and experience does count in competitions like this.
Our experience does count. You know, we have Jonathan Minnock, who's made 485 appearances for Finn Harps. Everybody knows what Minnock can bring to the table. Eamon then pulled off a master coup by enticing Shane Bradley back into the games. I think Shane's about 280 appearances for Harps. You know, and it's actually Shane's 40th birthday on the Sunday, and I think he had to actually cancel the party on the Saturday night. There's no better way to spend your 40th birthday weekend than playing in the Aviva, because I'm sure Shane never thought he'd ever be playing in it. And you throw in the likes of her captain, Darren McIlwain. You know, everybody knows that Mackey's leading goal scorer for a long time for us, you know, consistently. And he knows where the back of the net is. And then you have Mark Forker, Tommy Boner, plenty of guys with senior experience. And then you have a mixture of youth as well, the likes of Ryan Lonergan at right back. And then Paul Boyle has come in as well from KG, a centre half, and has been a revelation this season. But right throughout the squad, you know, there's experience, there's youth, there's a bit of everything, you know, and hopefully Eamon now can get it right in the day and have a game plan to go out and beat Crumlin.
Great value bus offer, €10 up, and the tickets, €10, as you mentioned. What's the easiest way to contact the club, and who should they contact?
The club, in their wisdom, have appointed me, or maybe not in their wisdom, have appointed me as liaison officer and booking officer, Chris. They can get me through the club social media pages, or they can contact me direct on 086-128-4454. But generally, if they talk to any member of the committee or any of the boys around the town, and they'll soon put them in touch with me as well.